This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. Greetings. This is episode 479, and today we're going to be talking about self-fulfilling prophecies, actually how beliefs can create, and usually do create, self-fulfilling prophecies. So there's been a theme over the past couple of episodes. One is we talked about self-esteem, we talked about self-image, and self-image and self-fulfilling prophecies go hand in glove. We talked about in the self-image part is that it doesn't describe who we are, it creates who we are. So we unconsciously live and create according to the blueprint of our self-esteem. And this is very similar to the beliefs as a self-fulfilling prophecy. So let's go back to the TFAR model, right? So that thoughts lead to feelings, lead to actions, which lead to results. Well, what creates the thoughts are our beliefs. So if we believe at some level that we are uncoordinated, that's the belief, the thought will be is I can't juggle, and you will try to juggle and you won't. So your results will match your beliefs. So your results always match your beliefs. There may be times where you circumvent that and push through it, and let's say juggling, you may get a couple of them done, but eventually the unconscious mind wins out. And again, the conscious mind is the goal setter, the unconscious mind is the goal getter. So whatever results you're getting is pretty much being driven by your unconscious mind, and this is where your beliefs are. So we need to be able to, I mean, how many times have you said, I knew this was going to happen, or why does this always happen to me, or anything to that nature? That is a big red flag of a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's happening because you believe that's who you are. So if you believe that you're not good in relationships unconsciously, but consciously you want to be in a relationship, you'll get into a relationship. And then over a period of time, unconsciously, you'll make several faupas and you will drive that other person away, or you will find so many nitpicky faults with the other person that you leave. And there you go, I'm no good in relationships, because your belief is that you're no good in relationships, and then unconsciously you start to create that. Money. If you believe that money is hard to make, you're going to end up trying to get jobs or trying to get money, and you will self-sabotage yourself from getting money easily. You may have a great interview for a job that's going to pay you double than what you have already. And then unconsciously, you'll sleep in late, or you'll take a different route and you'll hit traffic. You'll do something to sabotage yourself. And these all come from beliefs. So what we need to do is, in order to stop the self-sabotaging, right, we need to start to work with our unconscious mind. But first, we need to know what do we want. So not what we don't want. So many people go, I don't want to be broke. I don't want to be alone. I don't want to be sick. I don't want to be fat. I don't want to be. Those are not goals. Those are things that if you put it into your unconscious mind, your unconscious mind does not know a don't want to. So if you go, I don't want to be broke, all it knows is I'm broke. If you don't want to be alone, all it knows is I'm alone. And it's going to keep
manifesting those in your behaviors to create the results that match it, right? Get it. This is powerful stuff. I mean, you go back to the self-esteem and self-image, all of these things, self, right? All these things are inside our unconscious mind. And when we try to change the external world, like find that perfect partner, find that perfect job, without changing our internal world, it's just not going to work. We will sabotage ourselves. And until a point where we are creating exactly what we believe we are or what we deserve. So one of the things first, and you know, if you listen to my podcast for any length of time, I talk about goals, objectives, and the differences therein. However, in this particular case, you would want to pick an area of your life that you may be frustrated with. That, why does this always happen to me? Why can't I find the right person? So relationships, why can't I find the right person? Well, first you need to be the right person, right? So if you are saying something to that nature, why can't I find the right person? There most likely is a limiting belief that you have about relationships. Either relationships are painful, relationships don't work, relationships or whatever it is. And this is a time for you to start to go deeper into your unconscious mind and look at those beliefs. So if you wanted to find the right person, you would ask yourself, who do I need to become? What do I need to believe in order to know that relationships come easy? To know that the right person is out there, right? Because you got to change your thinking. You got to change your beliefs around that particular subject, whether it's relationships or whether it's finance or whether it's your body, your physical health, whatever it is, you need to know what do you want and then who do I need to be? What do I need to believe in order to create that? And then you start working with reprogramming your unconscious mind through mental rehearsal, getting into a state of alpha state, as Joseph Silva talks about it, and also Joe Dispenza. But we want to get into this alpha state, which accesses our unconscious mind and start to reprogram it. We don't have to worry about where the stuff came from. We just need to put in more of the stuff to neutralize it. So we could go down to a therapeutic level and going, well, I saw my parents, they got divorced and I don't know how to handle that. Well, that may be the cause of your challenge with relationships. But what we can do is we can spend so much time working on the past that we don't move forward. I like to just move forward. Yes, it's great to acknowledge it. And it's great to know where these things came from, but it doesn't stop us from moving forward. So again, you want to be able to determine what do you want to create in life? Who do you need to be? What beliefs do you need to have? So these self-fulfilling prophecy, right? A self-fulfilling prophecy doesn't have to be bad. It could be good. It could be like, I am great with relationships. And the self-fulfilling prophecy comes around is that you have wonderful relationships, friendships, acquaintances, lovers, whatever that is, right? So self-fulfilling prophecies aren't always necessarily negative. So you want to be able to look at how can you create a positive self-fulfilling prophecy? Well, that's by changing the beliefs. So anyway, I have some show notes where the podcast is hosted, warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu, go to the blog, and you will see where this podcast is hosted. You can see some of the notes. But I would challenge you to take one area of your life, and then even perhaps more fun would be is, what type of person am I to create this reality? So you kind of know the limiting beliefs. And then what type of person do I need to be to create the reality that I want, whether it's relationships, money, health, fitness, whatever that might be. And start to work on that. Start to work on that very diligently. If you would like some help on that, when you go to my website, you can scroll down and click on the introductory consultation, click on that, and we'll have a chat and see how we can work together. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you.
And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.